Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson.
Next Friday night, you're all invited to dance from 8 to 5.
Fugitive Waves, Episode 4, French Manicure, The Long Shadow of Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple died on February 10th, 2014. Watching the parade of clips from her 1930s movie on TV that night brought back the magic she had as a child to delight and entertain. How many hours did we spend watching her tap her way through hard times and good? It was actually Shirley Temple who triggered the story you're about to hear. The year was 1999. I had been getting manicures for a while at a Vietnamese nail shop in San Francisco from a woman named Shirley. Over the months, I had come to know her a bit. She would ask about our radio shows. I would ask about her daughter, Crystal. One day as we talked, it occurred to me, why is this woman named Shirley? She's from Vietnam. There are no Shirleys there. When I asked how she came to be Shirley, she told the most harrowing story of her passage to America as a young girl, her separation from her brother and mother as they escaped Vietnam by boat, how she washed ashore in America alone, sick and scared out of her mind, speaking no English. She was hospitalized, and in the hospital room, she watched the black and white TV on the wall. Over and over, she saw a little girl dancing, who was happy. She told herself she had to stop crying for her mother and her brother. She was in America. She had to be happy too. Someone told her the little girl's name was Shirley, Shirley Temple. So that's the name she took. Shirley led us into her world. We spent months in Vietnamese nail salons, chronicling the lives of the women working there. French Manicure, The Long Shadow of Shirley Temple.
Bàn tay.
The hand.
Chân.
The foot.
Thanh lịch, tao nhã.
Elegant.
Good morning, sweetie. This is a freshman class. Okay, that's the beginning of the school. I have to explain everybody how to use your tools, what is the chemicals, and the creams, and the acetone, and I'm going to explain the whole thing at this time. My name is Maria Elena Alvarado. We are in Hilltop Beauty School in Daly City at the top of the hill. Welcome to the world of cosmetology, honey. You like coat, darling, please. Your page is 419. Who can defy what that means, the word is manicure.
For Latin word.
You're right. It's a manus and cure, the care of the hands and nails. The majority here is an immigrant. The majority. A lot of Vietnamese is in the school. They take a class for the, yes, for manicure. The Vietnamese, they have something in your hands. Don't tell me why. Every time they touch your hands, you can feel. It's something special in her hands.
Nhà, chỗ ở.
The home.
Cảm giác.
The feeling.
Âm thanh.
The sound.
I am a lineman for the county.
I left Vietnam in 1972. I listened to the radio when I was in high school. I still in Vietnam that time. I lost a U.S. troop during the Vietnam War. I really love the song, you know, played by Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman, and all the song from Bee Gees, from Beatles, Rolling Stone. I love. When I was young, I heard a song, you know, California Dream. I thought, wow, San Francisco, everybody wearing their flower in their hair. I make my wish. When I grow up, I like to come to the United States. I like to live in San Francisco. See, I can get flower on my hair. That's a California Dreaming, the song. But when I come here in 1979, oh, it is hard. I have no relative, just like a couple friends, they help me. I'm not able to be speaking very, very well. So every day when I'm driving, I put a tape in my radio so I'm listening.
Fancy nails in Berkeley?
Oh, Lisa, this is me, Lisa, the owner of the Fancy Nail. Yeah, okay, so I will see you at 1:30. Thank you, bye-bye. When you come to the country here, the easy way to be get a job is going to the nail salon. That's why the population from Vietnam, they all do nail business.
See, like for example, boy, he's a car mechanic. When he immigrant to here,
and then he don't know what did he do. And then he go to a beauty school to learn how to do manicure because that's only required for 3 months in school. So he changed his career totally from a car mechanic to holding a woman's hand. And he's good. All my girls, they still, you know, speaking their language most of the time. But I'm very fortunate that all my clients here, they understand, they really don't mind when the girl not speaking English.
Đánh bóng.
To polish.
Chiếu.
To shine.
Trả tiền mặt.
To pay cash.
You want a manicure, pedicure? Okay. Hi, how are you? What do you need done today? Do you want a pedicure? Oh, he only likes French?
Yeah.
Oh. French is you paint the white color on the tips, and then you polish the pink over. That's what they call the French, you know. I don't know where they come up with that name.
Yeah, I think the French manicure is created in L.A. before I come to the business.
Okay, can I ask my help?
In France, they don't do French manicure. They don't. Even I have a client from France. I asked her, do you know French manicure? Is it from your country? They have no idea. They don't know.
Many of our nail art techniques are connected to Vietnam. It's a highly pampering art, and it's a very demanding discipline.
My name is Lynette Mano. I teach at Hilltop Beauty School.
Many of the best artists that we have in this area are connected to Vietnam. They're training because their mother has a salon, their sister has a salon, their aunt or their uncle, and it's been something that's just family operated, and people recruit into it as they become old enough. It's something that's promoted in those Vietnamese communities.
Cuộc du lịch bằng đường biển.
The voyage.
Chiếc tàu, chiếc thuyền.
The boat.
Con gái.
The daughter.
I went to school for manicures. I worked in this shop almost 4 years. I came here in 1983, just by myself. About 14, I escaped it by boat to Thailand, to Philippines, and then came here. Supposed to be a whole family come together, but we separate to small groups, but some make it, some didn't make it, get caught by the communists. We separate. And I was wondering, I asked, where's my mom? Where's my mom? The owner said, she will be here, she will be here. Gone. 2 days and two nights on the ocean. Nothing's in my stomach. A lot of people die on the ocean. The first month when I come here, I was in the general hospital. Sick, like homesick. Strange. Unhappy. By myself. Don't know where to go, don't know what to do. Like a dream, just like a story. Like you cannot imagination. You cannot think about it, but it happened. I live with a foster parent. I have my own room and the TV, she let me have it. Usually I watch a lot of Shirley Temple. I like Shirley Temple a lot. I watch a lot of her movie. She's happy. She's dancing tap with, you know, a black guy. And she's very pretty lady. The way she act when she was a little girl, a lot of her movie I'm watching. She's very famous, yes. When I become U.S. citizen, I change directly to Shirley Nguyen. My Vietnamese name kind of like difficult to pronounce, Hang, H-A-N-G, so I change to Shirley. My life is changed. I should change my name too, because I live in the United States.
In your guide to United States citizenship is the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. Please read at your leisure these two documents in order to gain a greater understanding of how the United States became as great as it is today. Now please repeat after me the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you see?
My name is Lang Tu, and I am student in Beauty College Evergreen.
What so proudly
Thời người
we
yêu đó. Miền Đông đó khi nghe xuân san có nhớ em không? Vietnamese song usually have a sad story. The song for a long time ago have a lot of meaning. When somebody singing, you listen, you feel too. You gotta have a story inside song.
Qua lối nhỏ vào nhà em.
Our country have a lot of people separated and say bye bye and goodbye forever, you know. So we know exactly how about somebody feeling. I moved in America, and I and my two children and my mom. I still one daughter, 15 years in Vietnam. And I really don't want to leave my daughter. Every time I sing this and my feeling come up. But now I change because I have a good life with my husband. He's American. And my husband, he sponsored her come to America. We got paper already. He take care of me very good, and he do love me, and he really want me to go to school, and he helped me have a license. I don't want success on anymore.
Lòng mẹ bão la như biển Thái Bình, dào dào.
Lòng mẹ, it's a song that I think really strikes to the heart of all Vietnamese. The opening line is, mother's love is as wide as the Pacific Ocean. It was very popular in South Vietnam. Here it's sung by a singer named Thanh Thuy, who now lives in San Fernando Valley. I'm Jason Gibbs, librarian at the San Francisco Public Library.
My name is Adelaida Reyes. I have written a book about music of the Vietnamese refugee experience. After the fall of Saigon in 1975, there were rules about what songs may or may not be sung. And many of the songs that were forbidden were precisely the sad songs and the love songs. These songs contain a lot of historical, personal truths. Over the 100 years that they had been at war, there is hardly a family that has not suffered the loss of a member.
Thousands of Vietnamese left the country to live in countries all over the world, and they bring this music with them. It holds together their memory of a time and a place that they still long for, a time and a place that can never come back.
Take the ribbon from my hair, take it loose and let it fall. Let summer against your skin, like the shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it to the night.
Sự hạnh phúc.
The happiness.
Đỏ.
Red.
The Buddha that we keep in the shop is for lucky Buddha, bringing business come in. The outer, you know, we have a Buddha inside. It keeps the shop in peaceful safety.
You know, every day we'll give him new water, sometimes coffee, candies, any kind, and we change it every day. And once a while we give him a cigarette. So sometimes we light up the cigarette and give it to him. So we want to make sure he's happy.
The second day of the month, we give a Buddha, you know, like more fruit on the lunar. Because that is a once a month special day, like the payday. Because Buddha bring us so much business, we give Buddha chicken or duck or roast pork, barbecue, bun. But enough, we eat the food. Buddha enjoy it.
My name is Janet Dang. I work for Asian Week newspaper. Hard numbers aren't available, but according to Nails magazine, they peg the manicure market at $6.5 billion a year. And half of the market is comprised of the Vietnamese American salon owners, technicians, or manicurists.
What do you need, Jane?
Okay.
This job, I like it. Like to communicate with people, but just temporary right now. I allergic to the chemical polish remover. I'm studying MA medical assistant right now.
My name is Helen. I don't have experience to work in the office. You know, with my age, nobody hired me because now I am 55 years already. At least I must have one professional job. So I hear in the United States, you know, the nail is easy for the people, you know.
It's sore, be careful.
Okay.
So they're a mess.
Sometimes the client very, very fussy.
There's no nail, that nail broke.
They give you hard time. They are now in a bad condition. Sometimes you even don't want to give the service. You will feel very stressed. I don't want to be touched. You pick up their attitude. I mean, their bad mood give it to you. Even you get the jobs done, but it's a lousy.
They are American. They really care for their nail. Always 12 months, it's 12 holiday, you know. Mother Day, Father Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, you know. Valentine's Day, birthday, July 4, whatever. Just big time, party hardy. Updo, manicure, pedicure. Money time. My name is Nhung Chuan, and I live in San Jose. I'm from Vietnam with my whole family. Saigon is our city. I grew up on there. It's very busy. People, you know, do the business on the street, selling a little stuff, flour, ice cream, and noodle. They just say out loud what they sell, and people can negotiate, you know, just like the flea market. Everything happens on the street. All the door wide open. Over here, different. Every door closed. People just live by themselves, you know. It's so quiet over here. At first it's really hard, but I adapt with the environment now. I used to work at IBM before, but I got laid off, so here I am. I study cosmetology. I work so hard and I play very hard too. Go to the club every weekend and singing karaoke with friends. Have a good time. My boyfriend is a good singer. He can play the guitar very well. He's Elvis impersonator. He's Spanish. He's good. His name is Jesse Nava. I love you, baby. In Vietnamese club, they play both Vietnamese and American. I really like French music. But the music I like the most is rock and roll.
Ông có thể nói chậm không?
Can you speak slowly?
Cấm hút thuốc.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm MC for the group of I students graduate today.
Right now there's about 18 manicure students. Today we're going to graduate 7 or 8 of them. They're 99% Vietnamese. We're at the Hayward Nail Care Center. My name is Alan Cox. I'm the director of the school. My father started this business in 1958. At that time, manicuring was not a trendy thing like it is now. Here's what it used to be. When we had a few manicurists, it was Madge and Jane, you know, the blondes. Madge and Jane are pretty much gone. These students go everywhere. They go to Chicago, they go to Detroit, they go down south, they go to Texas, they go everywhere to Vietnamese communities. A lot of these students are brand new to America. And all of a sudden, 10 weeks, and they can get a license and they can be in the job market.
And now we have a special guest. Welcome, Mrs. Nhung.
Congratulations to the student. And I would like they will become the good manicurist in the future. Thank you.
I hope in the future I have a little business in American manicuring over here, face over here, and pedicure over here.
Well, I hope one day if you have time to come to see my family, and I will sing for you a good song and happy song, you know. We have a lot of fun. We sit down together, we play music, we sing. We are very happy now.
Come and sit by my side, darling. Do not have to beat me as you. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. And the cowboy who loves you so true. And the cowboy who loves you so true.
French Manicure was produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, with Laura Folger, and mixed by Jim McKee. This story comes from our Lost and Found sound collection, heard originally on NPR's All Things Considered.
Fugitive Waves is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of the best story-driven, creative, cutting-edge radio shows on Earth. If you're interested in supporting this and other shows like it, email sponsor at prx.org. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and our launch sponsor, MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork.
Radiotopia
from PRX.